The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Well.
Joe Coy later this hour. We had Paul Reiser on earlier. Make sure you download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Patronize the advertisers, please, where you hear them on the radio stations or the stream. On the web.
Or be one of those advertisers.
Yeah, do that.
Get on here and tell us how the other guy must be stopped.
those are about to end.
That's too bad.
I know.
They're a good source of income for us.
Yeah, they are.
Because the opponent is always evil. In every one of those political ads.
A lot of them are
the other guy is the worst person in the world.
A lot of the ads are racist, though.
And you'd think it would be easy.
There was a racist.
It's the best person in the world running against the worst person in the world.
There was a racist flyer that was sent
in every
out
case
in our state of Nebraska last week. That since gambling is on the ballot here in this state, and the flyer had Indian casinos will be everywhere.
Yeah.
With a huge underline on the Indian. And I brought that in. I showed Craig. And Craig agreed before I started talking about it that it was racist. Well, the person who also is against gambling that thinks it's racist is Warren Buffett. Now, we disagree with Warren when it comes to gambling. We think it should be because it's already here in Iowa anyway. But he disavowed himself from the Pete Ricketts-connected flyer.
Yeah,
because that Indian casino written all over that flyer was racist. And obviously, the paper thought it was racist. Warren Buffett thought it was racist, but it's been connected to our governor.
It wasn't his picture on it?
And misleading.
Yes. The front of it had him and Osborne. You turn around, it says Indian Casino. It's the same flyer. I got it in my bag right now. Yeah. And also fake and misleading. But the bottom line is they used the word Indian Casino. They didn't say casinos. They said Indian.
Yeah.
Churches.
That would make me go to a church.
But
they had a casino in there?
Exactly. But
Warren
Buffett, to his credit, came out and said, hey, no, that's racist. I disavow that.
The Indians are going to burn your churches down.
That's right.
Oh.
They don't worship anything.
No.
Why is Buffett against gambling?
I don't know. He thinks it's bad, you know. But he's also not the future, and neither's Tom.
This is a guy who...
And by the way, it's here. Your argument would hold a little water if there was no gambling, but... You know, Iowa has had legalized gambling for 20-some years now.
Buffett only plays rigged gambling games.
Yep.
This is a guy who made billions in the stock market.
Exactly.
Yeah, he would only gamble if he got a tip from the dealers about to throw an ace up.
Right, there you go.
Okay, then I'll bet it all.
Born on this date, however, dead now. Guy that's on TV 100 times a day.
It would have been Regis back
still
in the day.
Still. Bob Ross.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's still around. He's still around.
Now it's not just the joy of painting. It's the best of the joy of painting.
Yeah, fluffy clouds. Yeah,
I think at least for a while, like all of them were available on YouTube now.
Yeah.
I think they put like 400 episodes up.
Yeah. Did his son do it for a little bit too? Once he died, they realized Bob was better.
You're no Bob.
Just reruns. You know, how many times can you play to paint a fluffy cloud anyway? So what's the difference? Let's run reruns.
Does he have?
How long has he been dead,
available?
How long has he been dead?
For
a
while.
Can you buy Bob Ross originals?
No.
How come?
They have them all.
You would think they'd make money selling those.
No.
What are they doing with them?
I don't know, but they have them all.
Everyone he did on camera and then off camera.
There's
right?
maybe a handful that they don't have.
Okay.
But for everyone that he did on camera, he did three of them.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Am I the only person on the planet who could take or leave that guy?
Oh, I love Bob Ross.
I don't. Yeah, I don't care. I don't watch Bob Ross.
See, I don't watch him for being sued. If he wasn't there, it wouldn't matter to me.
Well, no, I don't watch it.
You know the way you say that Curious George resets your brain, Todd?
Yeah.
That's what Bob Ross does for me.
Okay. Well, you know what also did? A lot of people did that. I remember my aunt, when she was still alive, my dad's sister, she did. She had an easel and did them along with them. And I saw some of her paintings, and if you follow his thing, it looks like you can paint.
Now, that might be another thing, because I am the furthest thing from artistically inclined.
But this is the way he did it, though. You could do the fluffy trees.
I could never paint like that, but I'd love to watch it.
Yeah.
Did you ever try?
No.
Hell no. She wasn't artistic either. Now, you're not going to be Bob Ross, but you could actually just do fluffy clouds and trees.
No, I would suck at that.
Yeah, he died in 1995. Of lymphoma.
Yeah.
He was only 52.
Yeah, he was pretty young. Man.
He's breathing all those paint fumes.
Yeah. That could have been it. I don't think Dr. Mina will tell us that doesn't give you lymphoma.
There are 3-year-olds out there who could do better artwork than me. Yeah. I can't even draw a good stick man.
Yeah. Well, he's always painting the same thing. It's like paint a tiger or something.
No, he doesn't do that.
It's always trees. Are they even good paintings?
Yeah. Yeah,
for a way he does.
I get it. It's a pond and a mountain.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just something about his voice and listening to him.
It's very soothing
to the mind.
Right.
I'm surprised they don't have the work displayed somewhere, like, you know, a traveling exhibit or something. Even though it would all be the same thing.
Yeah.
Unless you, like, had his
audio from the show. Well, it's a variation on the theme. A lot of artists do the same thing.
People would eat that up.
You know, I guess we may as well play Who's Taller.
With Bob Ross.
I wasn't going to.
Uh-oh.
But it's Gabrielle Union's birthday.
Oh, I love her. Omaha's own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Bob Ross and Gabrielle Union?
Who's taller, Gabrielle Union or Bob Ross?
Oh. Top of the head or top of the fro?
Who's taller, as listed by Google?
Gabrielle Union.
By the way, Bob Ross.
Bob Ross is fro. Yeah.
Who's taller? She's Bob Ross. You've seen him a million times, or Gabrielle Union. You've seen her a thousand times as well.
I don't think she's tall, but I think she's average.
Well, she's
size.
Usually standing next to Dwayne Wade. Exactly. Dwayne Wade's probably 6'3". So
yeah,
I think she's taller than average.
Yeah,
Dwayne Wade is 6'3". You said?
Yeah, I think he's about 6'3".
Always sitting down. I don't see Bob Ross.
No, he stands
up.
No, he's always standing.
Does he?
He's standing at the easel.
All yeah, right. He stands at the easel.
I've never seen him standing next to another person. It's
either
always been next to the easel.
Either have I, but yeah, that's a, you know, I'm gonna have to go with the obvious. I've always picked the guy because they're just generally taller, but you're right, I want to say
Gabrielle.
I don't think she's short at all, I don't.
Yeah, I want to say Gabrielle because I don't recall thinking to myself she looks really short standing next to Dwayne Wade.
I will go with the genetic inclination that dudes are taller. Bob Ross is taller.
Right.
Oh, God.
Has everybody checked in on
this
one?
No, Nick's still ruminating.
He's still agonizing.
I'm going to pick Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, I'm on Gabrielle Union, too. I think she's taller.
Dwayne Wade, 6'4".
Huh?
I just Googled that. That's it. I didn't look at anybody else. Okay, I'll go with Bob Ross. I'm just going to go with a dude. I could be 1-on-1.
Gabrielle Union is 5'7".
Bob could be shorter, man.
Might have erred on this.
I don't know, man. 5'7" is fairly – that's taller, 3 inches taller than an average-sized woman, so she's pretty tall.
Bob Ross.
I think we lost this, Todd.
And I was surprised by this. 6'2".
Whoa!
I'm surprised by this, too.
Missed that one by a mile.
Yeah.
He's only 2 inches shorter than Dwayne Wade.
Did you lose, Nick?
Yeah. That's a crushing defeat.
By the way, in this game, that is a landslide.
That might be the biggest loss I've ever had.
That's the funny thing about this game. All you got to do is guess actually who's taller, but if you lose by more than a couple inches, it's a slaughter.
It hurts more.
And that's what? That's a half a foot?
Once again, did you ever see any picture of Bob Ross anywhere besides that easel by himself?
No.
I never did.
No.
So this was an easy miss, and I thought we might have, Todd and I are right, but we just... Only because
you're just guessing.
I just guessed. I totally guessed.
Yeah, you never see a group photo that includes Bob Ross.
No.
Yeah, I figured him for like 5'8", and she was maybe 5'10".
You got destroyed,
wow.
Nick. You and Puss both got destroyed.
Man. Nick sucks in the car and in the studio.
And
home and away.
Everywhere. Slaughtered by Slaughtered by 6 inches.
God.
You know what that's like. Oh, your dad does. Yeah.
Well, 7.
I was right there with you.
Yeah, I thought he might have grown out the hair to compensate for being short.
He
like, this will make me look bigger.
Once again, even beside the easel, he didn't look that tall. I don't know how that would make
He didn't
any
like
sense.
That do. He just kept it because it was his signature,
yeah.
apparently.
Man.
So that easel was
a good game, Craig. Way to suck us in on that one because we had no way.
It was not a good game. Yeah. We lost. Nick and I lost.
I had no idea Bob Ross was that tall because you just have no idea. He's just standing there by the easel.
So she was 5'7 and he's 6'2?
With Bob Ross, there's no point of reference because you don't know how high up he has that easel.
Not a clue.
There's no other people on that set.
Apparently pretty high.
Yeah. And I'm going to gripe about something else, about someone else's height.
So we're getting into the important part of the show.
Yeah, the important part of the show. Now then, it was on this date in 2015. I was going to use this guy for who's taller.
Joe Coy just tweeted out, Omaha, wake up. I'm on Todd and Tyler at 7:30. Now, I know he's out west, 7:30 his time. No, he says 7:15 here. So be look for that phone.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And apparently he only talks to people in the Pacific time zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just tweeted that out, 7:15.
He just got up.
Apparently. But that's in 5 minutes, so make sure if you see the phone ringing, that's Joe Coy. Go ahead.
You're familiar with the astronaut.
Tell him to call at 7:30 then, too, Puss. Push him back.
I will.
Yeah, push him back.
Just tell him we're going to put him on hold for 15 minutes.
He'll like that.
Push it back. Way back.
It was on this date in 2015, astronaut Scott Kelly officially broke the record for the longest space mission by an American.
That's right. You get taller in space. That's right.
And so I was going to use Scott Kelly for a who's taller, maybe. You know, just check it.
This is the one that's running for Senate, right?
Let's find, find out if, let's find out how tall he is. For the life of me, he gained an inch and a half to 2 inches in space.
Yes.
And then they don't mention anywhere how tall the guy is.
Don't you hate that?
That's ridiculous.
It's bad reporting.
It's all over. He gained an inch and a half to 2 inches. While he was in space, almost immediately lost it when he got back down here to gravity.
Say the height.
But they don't say the height.
Does your penis grow in space?
That's the question.
It Did is? That stick to the tape?
I thought that, too. I think if you rub it, it will.
Well, that's something they should, some information they should impart to us.
Well, yeah, if you're taller, you would think, if you're growing. That would suck, though, to have it bigger
penis probably,
in space.
No, because it probably expands in space.
Yeah, this isn't going to work out well. It's your bones that shrink a little bit, and the space in between them and whatnot.
And there is no bone in boner.
There's today's lesson, kids.
Write that down.
Don't say this show isn't educational.
Especially if you're homeschooled.
Not in a human,
no
at
bone in boner.
So the muscle doesn't expand?
I think it's just the bones. Or
tissue doesn't
The
expand.
Stuff in between the bones.
Yeah, I think you
Well,
just,
yeah, because you just get
there's
compacted
no gravity. There's no
over...
There's no gravity. Gravity. Gravity.
Right.
No gravity.
Maybe.
Shut up.
Yeah, well, it's just a matter of, you know, gravity works on you, and you get slowly compacted, and then when there's no gravity, well, you just kind of space out again.
Wouldn't that hurt?
Not necessarily.
No.
It's like kids go through growing pains.
I don't mention it.
I interviewed that dude. I didn't ask him if his penis grew. Next time we get him on, I'll ask him. Todd was off
that day. And he'll say every morning or something like that.
I didn't want to get a famous astronaut on and ask him if his penis grew.
That was 3 years ago. Because I was in Arizona.
Yeah, your mom was in
3 years ago yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
I'll get him next time.
The Scott Kelly bit was 015.
Yeah, I had asked about his penis if I were here. It's a good thing I wasn't.
No. He was
Well, it's a question everybody's wondering about. If you say you get taller, you'd be like, well, is it bigger?
How about we were wondering about that? I don't like to put everything on everybody.
Yeah.
No, he got that question on The View, on The Talk, all the GMA, everybody was asking.
Yeah. What about your balls? Yeah.
Cool balls, dude.
There you go.
They look bigger. I think it'd be better if it didn't grow, because you'd be frustrated when you got back to Earth that you'd lost that space size.
If he is an exact twin. You fly back from space and say, call your brother over and say, hey, look, my wiener's bigger.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it shrinks back to normal.
Yeah, then he laughs.
And then it laughs on him.
Right.
You wouldn't be able to show your wife.
No.
She'll like, where'd it go?
She get used to that.
Get over it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Denver's hometown arena getting a new name. The Pepsi Center is now the Ball Arena.
Ball for what?
They are the home of the Denver Nuggets and the Colorado Avalanche. Ball.
This was. Is it B-A-L-L?
Yeah. Okay. They manufacture at least 50% of the aluminum cans in North America.
Is that the jar company, too?
Yeah. Yeah, the mason jars.
Yeah.
Like your canning jars.
So it ran out. Obviously, Pepsi's ran out.
Yeah. And so Ball says they want to reintroduce the 140-year-old company to the world and widely launch their new recyclable Ball aluminum cup.
Yeah, you would think that you wouldn't need pub owning something like that. Like, spend that kind of advertising on something that...
Yeah, but a aluminum cup, a recyclable aluminum cup.
That'll work.
Is what they're working on. They want to get the word out about recycling. There's an alternative to plastic, they say.
Yeah, trying to phase out the solo cup, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to take that market.
Exactly. They want to raise the U.S. aluminum can recycling rate to, you know, at least 69%. Right now it's about 50%.
Did they mention how much they pay for naming rights on an arena like that?
They did not specifically mention it.
But they do usually
because it was not released.
I know that I've seen some of them, they're like $25 million for 10 years or something. But that's usually for arenas. Football stadiums, it's more.
It is more, yeah. It is more.
Because it used to be, it's now Empower Field at Mile High Stadium, and I have no idea what Empower is. But it used to be Sports Authority Field.
Right.
And it turns out Sports Authority spent all of their marketing money on naming rights and didn't have any more money to market, and that they're out of business now.
They're gone.
I would expect $3 to $5 million a year, probably.
Forbes
for
estimates the naming rights at roughly $6 million a year.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah.
No financial terms of the deal were released.
If they want this aluminum cup to catch on, they're going to have to let like Toby Keith know.
Oh, yeah.
All these country singers that are always singing about the red solo cup.
That's it. That's the songs.
It was the Ball Corporation that mentioned that they have a nationwide shortage of cans.
Well, the
jars, they are
too.
Short 10 billion cans for this year.
They're short of jars, too, I keep hearing.
They say, according to Beer Business Daily, a trade publication. And we've mentioned part of this before. The big guys, Pepsi, Coke, Anheuser-Busch, Molson Coors, they saw this shortage coming early on. They began hedging their bets. They got contracts with canning giants. They also negotiated contracts with smaller distributors to try and get around this. But most smaller brewers buy indirectly from brokers. That means they're lower down the list.
Well, the pandemic caused everybody to stay at home and drink. That's why.
A mid-sized, well, it's more than that. Yeah. Mid-sized brewery in Baltimore runs out of cans every week. They've been told they're not going to be a steady supply until next August. They say one place says that they could sell 200 million more cans between now and the end of the year if they could just get them.
Yeah.
Now then, here's some of the things that are coming together for the shortfall of cans. Hard seltzers experience an explosive growth as a category.
Yeah.
And they specifically sell in cans.
Okay, yeah, none of them come in bottles, do they? I don't think I've seen a bottled hard seltzer.
Soft drinks and still and sparkling waters have seen tremendous growth as well.
Yep.
They are putting that stuff in cans and away from single-use plastics. A heat wave in much of the United States also contributed to the high demand. COVID added further demand as consumers bought more beverages and aluminum cans for the home.
Yeah, because they're not sitting at the bar.
That's exactly why. People had to buy, you got to keep drinking. That ain't going to stop. We didn't stop.
I hope Ball has a sister company called Shaft.
Say cool chef, dude. I want to hear that one. Oh, I just did. Damn it. Damn it.
I just like when I read this story, they said, you know, the arena in Denver had been called the Can because it was the Pepsi Center.
Oh, really? Okay.
And now they want to start calling it the Jar.
Okay. All right.
60% of beer came in cans, 30% in bottles, 10% was draft sales in breweries, bars, and restaurants. It's that 10% that became a problem.
Now, I realize people are making cans because of recycling, but you can recycle bottles, too. A lot of places don't. I know our city doesn't.
Right.
But they should. Why didn't they go back just to making more bottles?
It's more expensive.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But if you
cans just work better.
You're not. I know it does, totally. But if you're running out, you're getting rid of brands and you're just not making as much, you think, okay, let's make a bunch of bottles and market that as like something new. Remember beer in a bottle? And then sell them that way.
Just put it in something else.
Because I like beer in a bottle better than a can.
Yeah, but if you still can't if you can't offset the cost of the bottles with selling them, you're still on. You know, you're still
Here's
losing
the
money.
Thing.
You'd have to make it sound like, hey, remember beer in bottles? Might cost you a few more, but it tastes better. It's the back to bottles. You know that kind
cans
of
are cheaper.
Yep, of course they are.
Just by themselves,
right.
They are lighter, whether they are empty or full. That's going to cost.
Oh, yeah.
As well for shipping, and they store tighter. You can get more in there. So it's just a better option they've found.
Yeah, more sustainable.
Well, I like beer in a glass anyway. I'd rather drink a beer out of a bottle than a can.
They also say that people are trying to go to the store less. Yeah. Large format packaging is more popular.
Oh, it's definitely easier.
And you can carry a 30-pack of cans. You cannot carry a 30-pack of bottles.
No, you drop those too sometimes.
No, you need a sled.
Yeah. I've done that. I've dropped them before. That's for sure.
Well, it looks like I'll drink straight from the growler.
Yep, exactly.
And yeah, you're right. For some breweries, they are going to have to go back to glass, at least for a time.
Yeah, I would think that.
What about like those little pouches, like they were giving you the cocktails in during, you know?
Exactly.
Like a little pouch of beer.
Like pouch beer?
Yeah. But are those aluminum? I mean, is there an aluminum portion to that? I just
don't think so.
Yeah. A carbonated pouch would be tough.
One thing we haven't talked about, though, I mean, the keg business must be down.
Yeah.
Bars aren't running out of kegs. Yeah.
I would assume bars are their biggest customers.
Right.
Do your part. Buy a kegerator.
As long as you keep it flowing, that's all we care about. Because not drinking is not an option, right?
Yeah, that didn't show up in this article.
That's not an option. Joe Coy, when we get back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.